说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Ellie's. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
你好，我是 Jenny.
We have a great lesson, I believe, today.
Oh, we have.A
musical
sound lesson.
Sound lesson. Indeed, it is a very sound lesson. And particularly if you like sort of rock and roll.
You know. And also this lesson is very sound, very good.
It is. Nice pun, double pun. You're going to hear what we mean in a moment. Actually, we're talking about a sound check.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, it takes us back to the university days.
Yes.
School bands
exactly.
doing sound checks.
Exactly. And it's kind of, some of the language here is the language of sort of rock and rollers used in China.
Rock and roll dudes.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so let's listen. Let's go into the, wherever it is, the concert hall or wherever it is, we're going to hear a sound check in Chinese.And we'll be back after three listens, in fact.
Yes.
对话第一遍。
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂，喂，喂，
麦克风不错，来，鼓。哥们儿。弄一下贝斯，
键盘，
太棒了！来，吉他，
酷毙了！
第二遍，
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂，喂，喂，
麦克风不错。来，鼓。哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
键盘。
太棒了。来，吉他。
酷毙了。
第三遍。
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂。喂，喂，
麦克风不错，来，鼓。哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
键盘。
太棒了，来，吉他。
酷毙了。
Wow.
Okay. You know, I would imagine that given the transliterations and given the context,
the sounds.
You could probably more or less guess
对.
the entire thing there, hopefully.
Yes.
And if not, we'll confirm it for you now. Okay.
来,我们检查一下声音。
Okay, let's do a sound check.
来,我们检查一下声音。
Okay, let's do a sound check.
来,我们检查一下声音。喂喂喂，麦克风不错。
Hello, hello, hello. The mic is working.
喂喂喂，麦克风不错。
Check, check, check. The mic is okay.
喂喂喂，麦克风不错。来，鼓。
Now some drums.
来，鼓。
And some drums.
来，鼓。哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
Dude, let's hear the bass.
哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
Dude, can you hit the bass?
哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。键盘。
Keyboards.
键盘。
Keyboards.
键盘。太棒了，来，吉他。
That's nice. Okay, some guitar.
太棒了。来，吉他。
That's good. How about the guitar?
太棒了，来，吉他。酷毙了。
Awesome.
酷毙了。
That's terrific.
酷毙了。 Very colorful language.
It is. Yeah, and this, it is rock and roll.
And super cognitive because you hear the sounds and you hear the words in Chinese and you associate.
That's right. I think we're always trying to get closer and closer and closer to the real deal here. You know, it's vicarious, of course, but we're always trying to get you as close in the mood and the feeling to the actual things the way they happen and sort of figure them out for yourself. That's what we're trying to do anyway. Now, so this is a very interesting lesson as well, because there's actually a longer tradition of rock and roll in China than people might realize.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes way back to even the 70s. There was very late 70s, let's say, the beginnings of it, and certainly through the 80s with Cui Jian and all of this stuff.
Oh, I love Cui Jian.
Yeah, he's great. And so there is actually quite a tradition of rock and roll here, particularly in Beijing, right? Anyway, so this is the language of rock and roll in China. All right, let's take a look at it in a little bit more detail. Let's start at the top, please, Jenny.
来, 我们检查一下声音。
Now, of course, the 声音 meaning the sound or the voice is also literally the voice and the sound. Now, the verb to check.
检查。 Yes.
And that's third and second, right?
Correct.
检查。检查,对,
means to check. And it can be used in different contexts.
Yes.
For example, to check someone's homework.
Okay, so the mother would...
检查作业.
Ah, she checked the homework, yeah.
Or even a health check.
A health check.
检查身体. 检查身体.
As in to check the body.
Health
check. Okay. So those are really useful. That's a really useful expression. So one more time, to check.
检查. 检查.
Now notice the prevalence of the verb 来. It's just let, or it's the equivalent of saying let's.
Yes.
Or come on, let's.
Come on.
Yeah.
来.
来 is used all the time. It's in this. And this, so this is a great example, or several great examples of how it's used. Okay. So, and of course, you can say whatever you like on a sound check, but you're likely to hear something like someone saying,
喂喂喂.
There you go.
喂喂喂.
What does 喂 mean, literally? I don't know what it means, literally. It's like...
It's just calling for attention.
Attention, yeah.
You pick up the phone, you say wei.
It's the same way.
Apparently on the mic, too.
You say it on the mic. Well, we just figured that out. Now, how do you say microphone in Chinese?
麦克风.
麦克风.
Now, wasn't that easy?
It was, except that the tones are slightly tricky. What are they?
麦克风. Two fourth tones and a first.
Now, here we are at the beginning of all of these transliterations.
Yes.
There's lots of them. These things that didn't exist traditionally, of course, in China. And one of the other interesting things about the Chinese language is they don't create new characters.
Right? No.
Nobody writes new written characters. So what you
people
have to do...
People would be like, how dare you create
you
new characters?
So what you have to do is go with a transliteration or at a sort of approximation of the sense.
That's true.
Of the meaning. So in this case, nobody sits around trying to think up new words for microphones. So they often go with the transliteration.
However, there is a Chinese word.
Indeed.
For microphone.
Yes. Yes.
话筒.
话筒. There you go.
And you can also shorten microphone into mic.
Okay.
It's like in English, you say
the
mic.
Mic. There you go. You get it all here on Chinese Pod.
Yep.
Okay. But anyway, so the term we're going with here is 麦克风.
对.
Right? Okay. And then so he's saying, like, it's 不错, of course. It's okay. It's good. The sound is fine. All right.
Next up, let's have the drums.
The drums.
鼓. 鼓.
鼓.
Third tone.
Yeah. 鼓.
对.
Now, to play the drums, of course, is
打鼓. 打鼓, because you literally
strike.
对, on the drum. 打鼓.
打鼓. All right. And now he's calling this guy the equivalent of dude or pal or whatever, and he calls him
哥们儿. 哥们儿.
哥们儿.
对.
Now, a 哥们儿 is like, I don't know, it's an inside kind of youth kind of thing.
Yeah, not limited to youth. It's a very close, affectionate term.
Pal or dude. 对, or
dude.
Do older people use it, really?
哥们儿, people in their 40s and 50s
we'll
can
still
use it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It would be strange to have two 70-year-olds calling each other 哥们儿, but.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Okay, so certainly the younger generation, the rock and rollers all use it.
Yeah. It's a Beijing
definitely
expression, 哥们儿.
Yeah. So that's if you want to be hip in the rock and roll scene, that's what you call people, 哥们儿.
I can call you 哥们儿.
Okay, go ahead, feel free.
哥们儿. 哥们儿.
Do you like my ponytail?
Yes. And your leather pants.
Yeah, indeed. So this is the 哥们儿. Now, so he's saying, now this is really interesting. I love this little piece here, the next bit. He's like, play the bass for a second. He's saying,
弄一下贝斯.
Now, this 弄, four tone, is so common in spoken language.
And so versatile.
And you rarely see it in like traditional textbooks.
That's true. It's just,
but you hear it all. It can mean basically anything to fix, to try. Yeah, to try. It's a really useful 弄, four tone. Now, basically here he's saying, 弄一下, use it, play it, hit it, whatever.
Make some sounds.
Make something, do something.
Now here we have 弄一下, and in the beginning of the dialogue, we had 检查一下.
Yes, same.
And 一下 means...
For a bit, yeah. And so the bass is...
Bass.
Now notice again, we have the transliteration, the bass, fourth and first.
That's true. Bass. And a lot of people pronounce fourth and neutral. Bass. It's also okay.
Bass, good. Now, the keyboards.
键盘.
Now, this is only like for a musical keyboard, right?
Your computer keyboard is also 键盘.
Keyboard, 键盘. All right, and he's pretty satisfied with that, so he goes...
太棒了. Bang means very good.
Great.
很好.
And so let's hear the guitar.
吉他.
The tones there are...
Second and first, but you can also do second and neutral. 吉他.
吉他, okay. Now, he's happy with this. Things are all coming together for the big show. And so he's pretty impressed. He says...
酷毙了.
Yeah. Cool is actually referred to...
就是cool.
Coolies.
Another transliteration.
Yes, indeed.
And B means... To die.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's extremely cool to the point where I want to die.
Yeah.
Cool to death.
It's deadly cool or something. Cool to death. Something
like that. 热死了.
Yeah. Well, we just like I said, when we're starving or I love you to death or something, we actually use those kind of same kind of superlatives in English too. Okay, good stuff. In fact, maybe we could, hopefully, we could say this lesson is 酷毙了.
I think so.
You know, you're learning all the cool expressions from the
guy.
There you go. All right, let's listen three more times.
对话第一遍。
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂，喂，喂，
麦克风不错。
来，鼓。
哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
键盘，
太棒了！来，吉他，
酷毙了！
第二遍，
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂，喂，喂，
麦克风不错，
来，鼓。
哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
键盘，
太棒了！来，吉他，
酷毙了！
第三遍，
来，我们检查一下声音。
喂，喂，喂。
麦克风不错，
来鼓。
哥们儿，弄一下贝斯。
键盘，
太棒了！来，吉他，
酷毙了。
Okay, so don't say you don't learn how to be cool and hip and with it. So go down to, you know, wherever you see some Chinese musicians playing and sit around. And unfortunately, you have to smoke because they all smoke like crazy.
And yell at them, go, 哥们儿酷毙了.
Indeed, yeah. All right, now, and when you've done that, of course, come back home and spend some time on ChinesePod.com because that's where you consolidate all of this.
Yes.
You can learn far more as well by exploring and uncovering and doing all of that sort of stuff, because that's what the learning's all about.
Before we go, you are quite musical yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what instruments do you play?
Well, as a gurmer, I was played everything.
Bass, guitar,
drums and guitar, piano, everything. Yeah, we had everything at home in my house. We were kind of musical. Yeah.
We should do a special Christmas special from Ken Carroll.
Why don't we do that? Let me think about that one.
好的。
Okay.
Meanwhile, take care and see you tomorrow.
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0937.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0937 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0937.